Welcome back, everyone. We're in for a big race week this week. You may be wondering, Luke, why is your face so red? I've just been playing football for an hour. Could be worse. You could be in the room sitting next to me. It's not good right now. You may also be wondering, that's a nice hat you're wearing. If you want to purchase it, head over to Formula Sports. We'll give you a little discount code as well, 10% off.
All you have to do is type in racecast10, get 10% off. And, I mean, I have to say, I like this. I'm going to turn around. It's sick, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got some nice Miami gear on there, which, because it was a vibe, wasn't it?
It was.
But if you are here, please make sure you subscribe, like, comment down below. We go through everything. And if you ask us a question, we'll be sure to get to it. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and follow us on social media across the board. Everything is in the description. Let's crack on.
All right, guys, welcome along to episode 10. Episode 10... Why is it every time you need to cough? I don't know why. Whenever I start talking, it's like you still need to cough.
I'm not going to lie. I've genuinely had a cough for about... When I went back to college, maybe since I was like 20.
What, just a random cough?
I've just had a cough.
Have you ever thought of getting that checked?
Well, I'm still here, so it can't be fatal. I've had it for 6 years. I feel like if it was going to kill me... It probably would have by now.
Yeah, valid point. Guys, welcome along. Episode 10 of Racecast. Thank you so much for all the support on episode 9. Very good. We're both very happy with how it came out. But before we get started, Luke, I got you a gift.
Did you?
I did.
You know what? And actually, I know we've spoken about the T-shirt. I'm going to claim that as a gift. I got that for you.
But no, you didn't. You didn't. Formula Sports gave it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, so but they sent it to my property and I thought Matt can have that. So technically.
Thank you very much, mate. Thank you very much. But I've actually got you a gift. I just realised this looks like a wad of money or something I've just given you.
It looks like you bought it off the black market.
Yeah.
Is there drugs in here?
No. Well, I hope not. I haven't opened it. This is the first one I haven't actually opened. It's actually very well secured. Obviously, we know that Luke does your TikTok here and there. He turns up, so he gets rewarded for gifts. This is what I've done this time. I haven't seen these.
If you are new here, welcome. Matt buys me these little cards. I don't know where it started, where it stemmed from, but...
I got you a K-Mag. K-Mag was the one, and then we've gone up to the big boy.
Yes, yeah, Stroll is... One day when he wins the World Championship, because that will definitely happen... I'm going to sell that.
Go half, yeah.
Well, no, because technically it's mine. Yeah, if you bought it for me and gave it to me.
I'll see how this is.
Well, it was a gift, wasn't it?
It's actually for our set, but yeah, okay, let's move on.
Well, you said it was a gift. If I got you a new phone for Christmas and I was like, but I want to use it for half the year, you'd probably be quite annoyed.
Okay, valid point.
Anyway, I'm going to crack on with opening.
I'll give you that point. But no, I don't know where it started from. You were disappointed last time that you didn't get a certain individual.
You got Lewis cards.
So...
Nice.
I did actually get you some Lewis Hamilton cards. I haven't seen these. But to be fair, they're relatively cheap. So I was like, oh, do you know what? I'll get them for you.
Cheap.
Well, not cheap. You know, I still had to pay my great British pounds for them.
Pounds. Okay. Wait, these are quite nice, though. What are they? Are they all like the same?
I don't know. I think so. I think they're like the same brand, but obviously some of them are actually really nicely cased.
Well, they gave us a double, so you can have one. I don't know if you can see this.
Are they doubles, are they?
Well, this one is.
Oh, sweet.
Then we got Lewis, winner. Bahrain.
I think they're all 2021 cards.
Yeah, it does look like it.
Which is a banger of a season, may I just add.
Yeah, these might have been worth more had he have...
actually won.
Yeah.
However, it is an iconic season.
Here. We got Lewis winner Tuscan.
Tuscan?
What's Tuscan? I assume that's one of the... You know there are like many Grand Prix that have like loads of different names.
Tuscan? Where the hell is that? Tuscan Grand Prix winner. Year 2020. Okay, that makes a bit more sense.
This is the problem when, like, you're a Drive to Survive fan. You don't really know much about F1. Just winging it. This is just a picture of him smiling, really. But no, these are nice. These are cool. What's he holding here? This is... this is the Silverstone
is Grand Prix. Yeah. There you go. And I have to be honest, I have got you another gift, which will be coming next week. On next week's episode, you will get it. And I have to say, I am bloody proud of it because it is sick. It is proper sick.
Was it expensive?
I paid a good amount of money for it. I'll be honest. Okay. And what do you think is a good amount of money that I would probably spend on you?
Like £250?
I would never spend £250 on you.
No, I don't ever. Know. I don't know what a good amount of money is. £20.
Okay. I actually spent £21 on you.
Wow, that was yeah. A good
so
guess.
I want you to remember this, okay? But anyway, let's get on into this podcast. So you happy with those?
Yep, I like the cards. I do.
Amazing.
I don't know. And let me know, like, do any of you, actually into these cards? Do you know anything about them? Any valuable ones?
But we did say we wanted to get a collection. So I'm hoping throughout the year we can actually get quite a nice collection.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
So far we've got K-Mag, we got Stroll, Alonso, Hamilton. It's not bad. It's not bad. Before we get started, though, I did a live stream or Insta Live yesterday. And one of the questions was, and I kind of like this. You know, we had that bet that I was going to get a tattoo if Latifi gets points throughout the season.
Yeah, but how I feel this is going, or where I feel this is going, okay, is if he doesn't, I have to get a tattoo.
No. That's not the way it's going.
Okay.
It does involve a tattoo, but it's not that bet. I can't remember who said it, but they actually came up with quite a good alternative. So if Bottas beats Lewis Hamilton in a championship this year, you have to get a tattoo of my choice, F1 related.
Okay, yeah, I can sign up to that.
We're taking that one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Especially because I don't know where we're going here, but I know we've spoken a lot about Mercedes upgrades across the last 9 weeks, but this is supposedly the weekend that they bring the upgrade package.
We'll be properly disappointed if we are talking next week and we've seen nothing.
Yeah. Are you disappointed if they finish 5th and 6th again?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess that's not a step forward, is it?
That's not a step forward. For me, it has to be 3rd, 4th. Then I'm seeing a bit of progression there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, all the rumours are that, you know, if this doesn't work, they're going to have to maybe look at reverting to the old spec.
Yeah.
Or the original one that they took out to Barcelona with the side pods.
I have to tell you something funny.
Okay.
So you don't look at any of the comments on TikTok, do you?
No, I don't have TikTok.
Somebody posted the other day, you know our joke now talking about Reddit, and I say, you go to me, oh, it's this site called Reddit, and I go, oh, tell me more. Yeah, you know it's our joke, and if you're the OGs, you'll know that actually that is a joke on the channel.
Yeah, like, obviously we know what the website Reddit is.
However, this one guy on there didn't know what you were talking about. He was like, how can you not know Reddit? It's one of the most biggest platforms. So he said, oh, this is just stupid. Proper, like, went in. And I just responded going, yeah, have you heard of a joke? Like, and it's just... It was brilliant. I was going to send it to you, but I forgot. But it was brilliant.
What a stupid idiot.
Yep. Right, should we talk about some news ahead before we get on to Spain?
Yeah, see, I like this section, right? If you are listening and you're like me, I don't actually tend to follow too much news throughout the week.
Yeah.
Or in between Grand Prix. I maybe look at it, maybe I'd look at like on Thursday, so I can get updated for the actual weekend.
So you kind of like this structure then?
So I like this because this informs me, and I think it actually works better, me being informed by you on the podcast.
Yeah, no,
do you
I agree.
Know what? So
agree.
Like, if I'm sitting here with no knowledge, I think that makes this better.
Talk about knowledge, have you seen your gardening? But anyway, let's move on. It's not a gardening podcast. Right, so Red Bull team principal, Craig, I was about to say Karen Horner then. Somebody on the Insta Live kept calling him Karen Horner yesterday, and this is stuck in my mind. Red Bull team principal Christian Horner has laid out his main goals for updating the squad's RB18 Challenger, saying the team are aiming to shed kilos off the car. So let's just clarify this, okay? That car is already super quick.
Oh, I mean, down those straights.
Yeah. Jesus. So they're trying to shed more kilos off the car as he weighed up his strengths versus a Ferrari F1 75. They already have that pace. So where are they going to shed more off the car? What are they doing? Like, you know...
Well, I mean, here's the thing. We know that...
Max going around in his Speedos. He's not wearing your...
Yeah. Wait, that would be... that would be quite cool, wouldn't it? That'd be funny. think it's a well-known thing that majority of the cars are overweight. You know, what will be quite incredible is moving into maybe next season, I'm really seeing the pace difference between the track times this season and next season.
Yeah.
When they have sort of fine-tuned everything and they have shed all the weight, I do think it'd be cool. Because also, it's a bit mental. Have you seen the difference between the liveries, like, from the concept, so to speak, to now? So many of them are just stripping back the paint. Eventually, all these cars are just going to be carbon fiber.
Look at Williams.
Yeah.
Williams just got, like, literally just loads of black because they've just ripped off the paint.
And, like, you know, I know why they've done it, and obviously it makes sense why they've done it, but I don't like it. Like, I don't want all the cars to have all these, like, carbon fiber bits on them. I like the liveries. They're nice.
We're going to have no sponsors on the car whatsoever. Like, yeah.
It's going to get to that point. So it's nice that they are able to find ways. I'd rather it not be Red Bull, personally, that are able to find ways to shift kilos off their car. Yeah. But there have also been rumours that Red Bull are right at the top end of their budget cap. I don't really know how the budget cap works.
You said this last time. You thought you thought it was roughly about 10 million or something.
Yeah. So how much more can they afford to do to the car?
Well, if it's only removing paint, I can't imagine that costs much money.
No, but I actually said this, right? Why don't Mercedes just remove all the paint and go back to, like, the black?
I miss the black.
I think it looked cool, personally.
It was sick, yeah.
And they could just... Then they've got rid of some weight. They're just back to, like, the black Mercedes. It won't look weird. Like, you know it does with, like, the Williams and the McLaren stripping back the paint. The black doesn't really work on the car, I don't think.
No.
But, yeah, that was just a... If you're watching, one of you Mercedes boys. Probably not.
Just rip it off.
But, yeah, back to, like, the main premise of that question. I can't even begin to imagine a faster Red Bull.
No, their straight-line speed is outrageous.
Especially when you have arguably the fastest driver in the car as well. I mean, no, that...
Dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous.
It is dangerous. And if it's like that, then they're just going to rule for a few more years, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I think... I don't know. It depends how much...
It depends how much Ferrari come on.
Because the thing is that, you know, we've seen over the years where Mercedes did dominate for so many years. I think they were so much better than the other cars. I think this Red Bull and Ferrari is going to switch track to track which suits which best.
Yeah. Interesting. So, other news. New F1 race directors praised after the FIA switch away from Michael Massey. Do you miss Michael Massey?
He's a terrorist.
Tad harsh. But, okay.
Look. And there was a lot of bad calls across the whole season.
There's a bit different from a terrorist to actually Michael Massey.
He's a sporting terrorist.
Okay, fine. I'll allow you that one.
He, you know, I mean... And I don't want to dwell on Abu Dhabi, because I do think, like, it's harsh on Max when people say, like, oh, his title is tarnished and whatnot, because he had such a good season. But he didn't win that last race. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
But that wasn't his fault. I mean, if you're presented an opportunity, you'll take it and you'll go and, you know, he got the championship. At the end of the day, it's his name on the board.
Can you imagine Max going, do you know what, I'm not going to overtake him. This isn't fair.
He would have never done that.
But
he would have been stupid to do that.
I actually think the new race directors this year, so far, it's been all right. I don't think it's been that bad. They're not throwing out the red flags like it was last year. They're utilising the safety cars better.
The red flags last year. Oh, it was relentless. God.
It was relentless.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was like most races.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's just, I hate that thing where you can, like, change the tyres. I think I've spoken about that before. But that for me ruined a lot of races.
Saudi Arabia, how many do we have? Three?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Something like three or two or three?
The first 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was just relentless. Mick, okay, red flag, you know.
But there have been some funny calls this season. I mean, even look at the last race. Alonso getting a penalty for hitting Gasly, rightly so. But then Mick got nothing for hitting Seb.
Yeah.
They were similar incidents, in my opinion.
Can we also just say thank you to you guys for actually letting us know what actually happened, the clarification.
Oh, yeah. We had a bit of a classification, nightmare last season, last episode.
We had a shocker. I did post that actually on Instagram because I just found it so funny. Anyone actually know what's going on? I thought it was brilliant. But yes, no, Daniel also got a 5-second penalty, so that makes more sense.
What for?
I don't know.
I just don't remember.
No, not like, the way. Probably just being Daniel, just like, do you know what? He's actually done all right here. He's almost close to top 10.
So we'll just shaft him.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just his bad luck coming in.
Guys, let us know. Do you think the new race directors are actually been quite good this year? Do you think they're poor? Do you miss Michael Massey? If any of you...
Red Bull fans,
yeah. Charles Leclerc crashed Niki Lauda's Ferrari. Did you see that in Monaco?
That was funny.
Apparently,
it wasn't like his fault, so to speak.
No, apparently...
Didn't the pedal get stuck or something?
Well, Leclerc was involved in the Monaco Historic Grand Prix where he took out the 1974 Ferrari 312 B3, a car made famous by Lauda at the time. The rear of the car stepped away from Leclerc after entering the... leaving him in the barriers.
One of the corners.
I actually do think it was his fault.
What is that just your opinion?
That's my opinion. I would have kept it on track if that was me.
I too would have made an excuse and said it was the car's fault. 100%.
Please tell me what the excuse would be. What? That was actually one of my favourite parts of our episode so far, is you coming up with an excuse. Banana skin.
I don't really know. The thing is, because this is a really hard... How does the pedal just get stuck? You'd have to say there was a stone in there or something.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that.
Say you were driving, as you turned around a corner, a stone flipped up, landed in the seat, the cockpit, made its way down to the pedal. You didn't realise it actually moved itself onto the brake pedal, weighed it down, and then the pedal was stuck.
See, I would have come up with something like a fan's chucked a Malteser into the cockpit and it got stuck underneath.
But a Malteser would break.
Oh, yeah, okay, valid point. Yeah, okay, let's move on to other
news. But no, what I actually do want to say, on a serious note, looking at that, because I watched some clips from people driving those cars around. Do you think F1 drivers from back in that era are actually more talented drivers? They look well hard to drive. You've got to do the gears and everything. I presume there's a clutch in there, so you're probably having to lift off. I don't know that for a fact, but I can, you've got to do the gears. So sometimes you're turning corners like one hand trying to shift gear. Whereas now, it's far from easy. Let me just... And I'm sure they're a lot quicker now, so there's a lot more physicality. But, it's just a click of the paddle to shift gear. I know they're more technically advanced now, but is there less to think about?
That's a good question. I think it's probably harder to drive back then. It looks a lot harder to drive. I think it's different, isn't it? I think there's different skills to now what they wouldn't have had back then, if that makes sense. When you're driving with the gears, how hard is it to... Okay, for example, this isn't a comparison as such, but I'm asking a question. On your driving sim on your PlayStation, using the...
It's so hard.
It's so hard. Whereas if you're driving normally, I could actually... I suppose if you're driving really fast, but it'd be how to change gears, so it's a lot easier from that aspect. I don't know. That's probably quite a stupid analogy.
Because that's the thing. Does Charles Leclerc step in that car and he's like, oh shit, this is actually quite hard to drive?
Yeah.
So
because he's so used to what he has to drive now.
Yeah. Which I appreciate, they got all that shit on the steering wheels where they've got to do different things when they're moving, but they just do that down the straights, don't they, really? They just, and I know you're traveling at 200 mile an hour or whatever, but you're just clicking things into place.
I love the fact that you're taking the piss out of all F1 drivers going, it's just literally, it drives for itself.
I'm fully appreciating how hard it is compared to me nipping down to Tesco or something. But what I mean is comparing it to, because we always have this thing, across all sports, we have recency bias. You know, like, so we say, oh, Michael Schumacher is the best driver, Lewis Hamilton is the best driver. Well, you know, were the drivers back in the day, did they actually have more like raw driving talent?
Yeah.
Because it was closer to driving.
Yeah.
Then,
good question.
Than maybe it is now, where you are having to do all the manual gears and stuff. I just, you know, I don't know. It's just a conversation that I think interesting.
Yeah. Watching it, it looks hard work. You'd been knackered, wouldn't you? You've done that and you're having to shift gear and all that stuff. It must be hard.
And people always talk of these like iconic drivers, you know, like James Hunt, for example. Yeah. Like,
Senna. But,
yeah, where they're... I mean, was Senna in the era where you were doing those gears?
Sorry, can you just show me what it is again?
What, you know, like... Because Senna raced Schumacher, didn't he? Back in the 90s.
Yeah, true.
But... Yeah, I mean, even so, yeah, you know, do we, and again, it comes down to that whole thing of, well, do we just look at stats as to who's the best driver? So, I bet you could ask 90% of the current grid and they would say that Senna is the best driver.
Yeah.
But you see so many people say that Senna was the best.
But that's where it's so...
But he only won two championships, and, you know...
I
know that's quality, and obviously he died... young, but then, you know, people look at Lewis and Michael and they say, oh, they've won seven, they must be better.
I think it's different people's preference to who they think is the best driver, if that makes sense. I think everyone has their own opinions on, you know, for us, for example, we would probably say Lewis or Michael, one of the others. But when you really go into depth, maybe you should do a podcast on that one time, really get, you know, proper stats of all of the ones, all the champions, and see, really go in depth on different eras. I'll obviously have to do the research because you were just turn up. But that's something we could do for an episode, which I think would be quite interesting.
Yeah, I do think it would be interesting.
Let us know what you think. Would you be interested in that? In other news, Williams to run Mercedes reserve driver Nick De Vries in FP1 this weekend.
Now, firstly...
His name's not Nick, is it?
Pretty sure it is. NYCK, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Nick. I was right, yeah.
How old do you think this guy is?
27.
Now, it's unfair because you've clearly got his age there. How old did you think he was?
I thought he was like 21 or something.
I literally thought he was like 12.
12?
Like, I knew he was like Formula E champion and et cetera. But I thought he was honestly like young, up and coming driver. I know 27 is still young, but like he's older than Max Verstappen, Charles Leclerc, George Russell. It was just
I agree with you, he does look very young. He's been around the sport. Why isn't he not in F1?
Who's he sitting in for? Because I've actually heard that it's Albon.
He is Albon, yeah.
Do you reckon that so like Latifi doesn't catch on?
Quickly, Albon, look, come over here. Yeah, just for this point,
we're gonna make it look like it's you that's going.
Yeah, so we want him just to come in, settle in for a bit. And then when he least expects it, we're going to say, Latifi, fuck off. That's what we're going to say.
That is exactly what they're going to do. Yeah. I mean, realistically...
Although, we're very wrong, because actually Latifi brings a lot of money to the sport. So actually, being Drive to Survive fans, we don't know that a team might get rid of him.
Is that what he does? Is that what people have said?
He has brought a lot of money to Williams, yeah.
Well, yeah, but... Look, so this is... I've ranted about this before.
A lot.
This is such a flaw in the sport. Like... Just because someone brings money to the team...
Doesn't mean that they should be in it.
Yeah, like, if they're good, you know... And we credited Stroll last week...
Yeah.
...for actually showing up and performing.
You know.
Quality. Okay, he brings the money because his dad. And he's then, you know, he's turning up.
But then you say there's talented people like Mazepin. Yeah. He was so bad, wasn't he?
But I think this is... why else would he be driving this car for FP1?
I did see a video of him where a couple of years ago, he was really good. Well, I say really good. He was good. He was average.
In an F1 car?
In an F1 car.
What did he do? Practice?
Yeah, he finished. He qualified. He was, no, actually, there is actually footage of him actually doing quite well in a car.
But What do you mean he finished? No, he qualified.
Well, he actually finished a race.
Oh, so he raced the whole weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He didn't crash.
For who?
Williams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I love the fact that we're so surprised by
it. No, I just don't remember, to be honest. But I think that is just, that's setting up, for me, the Latifi switch out.
Interesting.
And it would make sense. Isn't he like a two-time world champion in Formula E?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's definitely won it at least once. So why not? I mean, he's always with Toto in the garage.
Yeah, he's like a Mercedes, like, fanboy, isn't he?
Fanboy? Or
reserve driver.
Does he work for them?
He works for them. Right. One thing I want to say to you when we come onto these podcasts, okay, is I don't like the fact that you're wearing jewellery.
Oh, that whole thing. Is...
Yes. What is... obviously, the FIA are introducing a jewellery ban. And this has got a lot more, I think it's got massively out of hand. I love the fact that Lewis in Miami wore, what was it, 3 watches?
Yeah, I mean, like, Lewis is basically, he's stooping down to their level by being petty. I love it. I love all drivers
being shithousing.
It's shithousing.
Yeah.
But it is a bit mental, isn't it? You know, because I don't think we spoke about this last week. There were drivers complaining about the concrete wall.
Yeah,
they wanted it replaced with that, you know, the bouncy stuff, and like they all said it, and the FIA were like, nah. So like they clearly don't care about safety,
but they're happy that, you know, you
have to wear fireproof underwear and you've got to take your nose rings out,
because the nose ring, you could get caught a wall.
I don't understand. And I'm not being funny. If it's got to the point where your underwear is on fire, you are fucked.
And you're not going to worry, are you, about an earring?
I would rather it just, you know, don't give me the fireproof underwear. Just let it get me. Because if it's at that point, your whole body, right, it's gone through the suit. The suit is gone. Your underwear is only here. All that's doing is preserving your cock. That doesn't matter if the rest of you is toast. Honestly. I would just want to go. But do you see my point?
Grosjean thought that. He was like...
Yeah, but it didn't go through his suit. No. That's what I mean. If it's got to the point where your suit's gone, your body's on fire, minus your underwear, because you're wearing fire-retardant underwear, what's the point?
I agree. What did Lewis Hamilton say? What was his comment to the whole thing? He said, I have...
What was it, a question or...
Well, no, when he got asked about him not wearing jewellery and the fact that he has to remove it, he turned around and he said, I have bigger...
fish to fry.
Yeah. So he was like, yeah, basically, I don't give a shit about this. So,
well, because...
Does anyone care about this? I don't care about it. It's boring. Just let them wear jewellery. Or if you're Lewis Hamilton, just take it off. Who cares?
Well, yeah, but I guess from his side, he's probably thinking, like, oh, why should I have to take it
off? I've worn it for the last 12 years.
Yeah,
now,
like,
why am I having to change
it? You know, that all of the drivers should be, like, free to express themselves in that way.
Yeah.
I don't understand the point of it. Unless they come out with, like, some, like, really valid reason.
But I haven't seen a valid reason, have you?
Well, because there's not, is there?
No, they're saying it's for safety reasons, but I mean, come on now.
But I don't know, what's it protecting you from?
That's what I can't tell. There's no valid reason for this.
I can understand, like, drivers are not allowed to drive wearing knuckle dusters or something, but they're just... An earring and a nose piercing, that's...
Knuckle dusters. I'd love that. Shall we talk about Barcelona?
Yeah.
So,
you know what I like about Barcelona?
What?
The track looks like a sombrero.
It does.
Yeah.
See, I like Barcelona, but a lot of people are thinking it's going to be boring this weekend.
For what reason?
I don't know. They said it's just a bit of a boring track. May I just say, last year...
All came down to strategy.
And for once, it wasn't Red Bull.
No, yeah. Yeah, well, we talked about the Mercedes
being
disastrous
so bad.
Strategy team last year.
At Barcelona, they absolutely smashed the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what happened last year, Lewis Hamilton won. He pitted. He came out they did a surprise pit stop. He was second at the time. He had been on his medium tyres for about 13 laps. Max had been on his tyres for a lot longer. They surprisingly just pitted Lewis. He then came out and he was 20
mediums, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like 23, 24 seconds behind.
Yeah. Because he dropped into third behind Bottas.
Yeah. And then somehow had the pace in the tyres. Max's tyres just went on off.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of a almost to come in with Bottas, because Bottas wasn't going to let him go, was he?
So we got the old Valtteri, it's James.
Yeah.
Don't hold Lewis up. It didn't really look like he played ball. And I'm not going to lie, right? From a team perspective and as a Lewis fan, I obviously don't like that. But I do like it. And I don't think anyone should be told to move out the way. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You've worked your whole life to get to this point and you're going to like let someone tell you to move out the way for someone else. Not a chance, mate. You know, like at the time, I remember sitting there thinking, what a fucking move. What are you doing? But then like looking back, I think, well, if it was the other way around and that was...
Then Lewis wouldn't do the same.
Yeah, I'd be like, Lewis, don't let him pass.
Look at Lewis in Abu Dhabi when Rosberg won. When was it? 2016?
Oh, was that when the two of them went... They proper went
in Barcelona, yeah. But in Abu Dhabi, Lewis couldn't win it, and Rosberg was getting caught by Vettel, and he wouldn't let him past. Hamilton kept him back. So Hamilton has done that in the past.
2016, that was when things got pretty nasty between them, wasn't it?
Pretty nasty. I think it was at Barcelona when they took themselves off.
Have you seen... Because Rosberg has a podcast. I don't know how regularly he does it, but he's had it. I know he's had like Toto on and stuff. What I want to see is once Lewis retires, get Rosberg. Lewis on the podcast. That would be... Because I think that they carted together. They'd known each other since the 90s. They were good friends. When they both got to Mercedes for the first year or two...
They were getting on great.
Yeah.
And that's a sad thing, isn't it? You know, when you look at that... They've gone through all that with karting. They've had all that success together over the years. And it was just pure... The tension was just there, wasn't it, throughout?
And I understand it. You know, this is what their whole lives boil down to. But surely now, 6 years on, Lewis has gone on to match the record. Rosberg got his... All he wanted was to get the world championship, and then he just dipped anyway.
But to be fair, Rosberg's been very complimentary of Lewis. He's been, for how he could be, I think he's actually been really nice.
Rosberg is, without a doubt, the best pundit.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
100%.
I really enjoy listening to him.
He's 100% honest. He doesn't mess about with his words. I think he's quality.
What you see is what you get with him.
Yeah. And I think he's so good. I would love to see him on there every week.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't have him. Who do you rather have, him or Paul Di Resta?
I'm like, oh, why has he got a job? I'm like, you know, I don't want to... I just don't understand it. I don't know what he brings.
I like Karim.
Karim Chandok.
I think he's good. His analysis is very good. And he's got so much better over the last like year or so. I really like his analysis.
Yeah, well, he does the little Skypad thing, doesn't he?
I think he's cool. I do think he's cool. Anthony Davidson as well. He's all right.
He's not too bad.
He was a shit driver, but actually he's actually quite good.
I like it when they have Button on.
Button's good, yeah. I actually think they've got quite a good team on Sky. I actually think the team itself is really good. And Naomi has come in. She's done really well, her and Natalie Pinkman.
Is it?
Yeah. On the whole, I actually think it's good. Martin Brundle's grid walk this weekend. Buzzing.
Yeah, hopefully it's not as awkward as last weekend, though. He came out this week, didn't he, and said that he hates doing it.
Yeah.
And... Can you blame him?
No,
he must feel like so much, not even secondhand embarrassment. I feel that he must feel the embarrassment. Yeah. He must just be like, why am I doing this?
All right, let me ask you this question. Okay, you get invited to an F1 track. You know, you're part of Wafflin. You're a big dog now, right? You see yourself as, you know, you're part of Racecast, but you know, you're part of Wafflin. It's bigger than obviously this. But you see yourself as quite like a celebrity. You said to me the other day, you were like, you know, don't talk to me. I'll let you know when you talk to me. Okay,
once cameras are rolling, we can talk. But after that, get out of my house.
But if you're walking down and you see Martin Brundle come up to you, Luke, can I just ask you a quick question?
I mean, so I have this thing where I think if you've been invited to the F1 as a celebrity and you're on the grid, like, pay your respects to the sport. That this is like an iconic thing.
Yeah.
Like, just speak to him. Like, why do you think you're too good to go there and not do any interviews?
Okay, so if he asks you, who are you backing this weekend? Are you going to go, Lewis is my boy. Lewis is my boy, but I love Charles Leclerc.
No, I'd say, the Williams are looking good this week. Yeah, I reckon Latifi's got it. But no, I think, like, I don't know, it's just quite rude, isn't it? When they turn up and they don't speak. You don't have to stay long. He's probably going to ask you, are you excited? Have you had a good time? Cheers. Yeah. Move on. Because, people, the F1 fans watching, enjoy it more when he goes and speaks to one of the engineers.
Yeah.
And you sort of hear a little bit about what they're expecting today.
I find that interesting. But then the issue is, you've got those people who want to see the celebrities. They want to see, like, who's actually at these races. Because it looks luxurious, isn't it, in some sense?
Yeah, it is cool, I guess. I mean, I've said I don't really, like, when we talk about Monaco, I don't care who's waving the checkered flag or whatnot. But it's nice to see different faces there.
No, I agree. So for you guys who are new to F1 and you don't know about the Barcelona track, let me tell you a bit about it. So the track is a good mix of high and low speed corners with a challenge in turn three, right-hander, a great chance to evaluate the balance of the car your team's designed, have given you the fight with for the season. I may have fucked that up.
Do you want me to teach you how to read?
That I may have fucked that up a bit.
Do you reckon? You read it like you had your eyes closed.
So the track is but there is a good mixture of high and low speed corners, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen the track before and you're maybe listening, you're unable to go to your phone and look at an image. It basically looks like a sombrero.
Yeah, I love the first corner, the run down to the first corner.
Yeah.
That's one of my favourite bits.
That's where Max got Lewis last year.
Yep.
Aggressively came in.
And that's where Lewis then took it back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's a few opportunities for overtaking around this track.
Yep.
What are we saying for DRS this weekend?
This is what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So, this is quiz time. Welcome along to quiz time. How well do you know?
This is where I get exposed.
Okay, how many laps are there?
Ooh. I'm going to say 58.
66. When was the
66?
Yep.
I knew it was kind of a shorter track, but
yep.
I didn't think it was that short.
When was the first Barcelona Grand Prix?
Does anyone know that? If you know that
question. I knew this.
Bullshit.
No, I knew this.
How?
When I Googled it.
Yeah, obviously. If anyone knows this question, just comment down below. Just say, I know this.
Okay.
But you're a weirdo if you do. I'm going to say, where's Barcelona? History. 1982.
No, 1991.
Hey, I wasn't far off. Nine years.
I mean, you're kind of far off. But anyway.
Well, yeah, it's 2022. So actually being 9 years off is quite good. When there's 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if I had said, like, 1423 or something, I would have been far off. So I was 9 years off. That's not bad, is it?
Why would you say 1423?
Well, because I could have done.
You could have, but that would have been even shitter. Right, lap record. Who holds it?
Oh, well, I mean, it would make sense to be Lewis.
Okay, it's actually Max Verstappen.
Really?
Yeah.
What, last year?
Yes. Can I... right. If you can get this lap time close, okay, within half a second, right?
Okay.
I will pay a month of your mortgage.
You'll pay a month of my mortgage?
I'm that confident you won't get this.
Okay. I'm going to use logic here. What little logic I have. 66 laps. It means we're going to be to the lower end of the 1 minute.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it's in the teens.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 1 minute, 14 and a half.
Man, you're way off.
You had me going there. I thought I got it.
118.149.
I was way off, was I?
Well, you're not half a second off, are you? 4 seconds off there.
Yeah. But that was good going.
That was good going. Well done. Well done.
Maybe just pay like half the mortgage.
Mate, I said in half a second, you were four seconds
off.
Yeah, but
I feel like we should negotiate.
Okay. I have a feeling that this season, this year, I am potentially going to lose some money to you because you will actually come out Trump one week.
I really thought I had it then.
Yeah. What, was I quite a good poker
face?
If I
said 118 and a half, what'd you have done?
Shat myself.
Cried?
Yeah, I would have cried. I'd be like, yeah, Vanessa, I won't be home tonight.
We're going to have to let one of the horses go.
God, can you imagine? How many DRS zones are there? If you can't see,
I'm picturing the
track. If you're listening on Spotify, Luke has literally got his finger in the air and he's trying to work out how it goes.
I can't really see there being four. I'm going to say three.
Two.
Only two.
Yeah, you're pretty rubbish at this game, aren't you?
Three is not far off two.
But yeah. Anyway, so yeah, only two.
Look, so I was thinking maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, like the where's number two then? As you come round,
I'm assuming from you've obviously got the main straight, then you've got turn one, turn three.
Yeah, that's it.
That's probably where the second DRS is. Okay, most wins at Barcelona.
Again, it would make sense to be Lewis, I guess.
Okay. You're half correct.
I'm half correct.
There's two. They've got the same numbers.
Schumacher.
Yeah. How many wins?
Five.
Six. You're close. You're going to get there one day.
I've been so close on all of these.
Lewis has won the last five times at Barcelona.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to this time, is he?
Well, no, he won't. Do you know who was the last person to win back in 2016?
I guess Rosberg.
Max.
Really?
Yeah, what? Max.
Was he in a Toro Rosso?
No, he was in Red Bull at the time.
Was that his first season?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think, you know, that's all right. Ferrari have announced they will be introducing a new floor ahead of Barcelona, which will help reduce some of the porpoising issues they were evident in Miami.
So obviously we spoke about Red Bull shifting weight from their car being scary. That too is scary. Ferrari fixing the porpoising.
We're in for a treat this year. We really are in for a treat. I don't think we're as in for a treat as we were last year. I don't think anything is going to come close to what we experienced last year.
But that was because the aggression in the racing.
I do miss it. And I know we said this in the last couple of podcasts. I do miss that aggression.
Look, right, so I hated it when it was against Lewis, naturally, being a fan of him.
Yeah.
But Max, give us the entertainment. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Don't nip it in the bud now you're racing your old buddy Charles.
Yeah. Go on, mate.
Yeah, like, get stuck in.
I still stand by what I said. The reason why he does not take the risks is because he knows Leclerc will make mistakes.
Yeah, whereas he knew he couldn't afford to not get in front of Lewis.
Lewis doesn't make mistakes. Well, he makes the odd one.
Rarely.
Rarely.
Some of you will be straight on.
Yeah. Actually, back in 2009, he did actually spin. But no, he very rarely makes mistakes. So that's why I think Max had to be quite aggressive last year.
Yeah, and I think he has still got the points issue.
Yeah. Shall we do F1 play?
Yeah. Well, have we actually updated? I mean, how well are we doing? How well am I doing? How well are you doing?
You got 0 out of 10 last time.
I think.
You've had a shocker.
I don't think I've actually ever got one right.
No. But let's not talk about F1 fantasy because I'm having a shocker. I'm like 105th.
No, I might make some changes this week.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like, have I still got Guanyu Zhou in my team?
I do. He's causing me havoc, man.
Yeah, I mean, surely his luck's got to come. This is the thing, right? I always have that thing where, like, I take someone out and they have, like, a cracking week.
Yeah.
And it's like, no matter what I do.
While you're looking for F1 play, who's your shock driver of the week?
Okay, right. I know I have these like little hopeful moments every single week. But can I actually say Lewis Hamilton? I'm putting, no, because this will be a shock.
Okay.
The Mercedes upgrade is coming.
Yeah.
I'm begging that it works. And I'm going to say that Lewis is going to shock us. Because anything, granted the other cars don't break down or crash or whatever, anything above fifth would be a shock.
Okay.
Because those Ferraris and Red Bulls have been so much quicker.
Yeah.
What about you?
So my shock driver of the week this week, I think I usually curse people when I do this. So Mick, every time I've picked Mick, he's had a shocker. Every time I pick Joel, he's had a shocker. So this week, I'm going to pick my shock driver of the week, Max Verstappen. yeah. Can you imagine, though, if this is actually true, next week he has a, well, this weekend he has a shocker, spins off whatever.
Just do it every week.
Every week. Every week he's just going to be picked. So if you understand the joke, I'm going to pick Max Verstappen. And I don't want you all guys to go, oh, well, why are you picking Max? He's actually going to win. He won the last one. It's not a shock. Understand the context. Oh, that was a bit aggressive. I'm sorry. That was a bit aggressive.
Someone's upset him on TikTok. all right. Welcome to F1 Play. If you have played it before, you'll understand. If you haven't, it's a series of 10 questions that you get given by Formula One. We have a little league. You can enter it. It probably won't be in the description. but yeah, maybe just message us and we can send it to you. So here goes with questions. Oh, it's 8 questions. Who knew? predict your podium for the Spanish Grand Prix.
All right, so I'm going to go for Max, Sainz, Perez.
Not confident in Mercedes upgrades?
No.
I guess it makes more sense to wait and see if they actually make a difference.
Because how many times have we done stuff and they've done nothing?
Yeah, yeah, no, they have. They've disappointed us a lot this season.
On numerous occasions.
I am going to... Sainz, ahead of Leclerc.
Look, it's big weekend. He's in his home. It's his hometown.
Yeah, but I feel like for a lot of people, it actually curses them.
Yeah, not Sainz.
Oh, yeah, because he's been great this season. I'm going to go... Max. Lewis. And...
You're putting Lewis second.
I can't say, right? I can't say that he's going to be the shock driver of the week.
Oh, if you don't pick him.
And then not put him in the podium.
Valid point.
Granted, I know I'm probably going to get laughed at, and it's a terrible decision.
Yep.
But I don't care. So, moving on. Which driver will set the fastest lap?
Max.
Yep, I'm with you on that. I believe Max Verstappen will do that as well. Who will finish the race in the highest position? Danny Rick, Ocon, Alonso, Gasly, Bottas, K-Mag.
I'm going to go Bottas.
Oh, we're in sync tonight.
Yeah, no, but mine was close. It was either Bottas or Ocon. Ocon is going under the radar. He's starting to actually, you know, he's doing all right. He's doing all right this year, but I'm going to go for Bottas.
Well, obviously he started dead last.
Yeah.
Last race.
Well, in theory, he didn't because
Aston Martin
did. But yeah, he still did great. So I'm still going to pick Bottas, I think.
I'm going to pick Bottas, mainly because that Alfa Romeo actually looks really quite strong.
Yeah.
And he's looked consistent all season.
And I have a bit of an incentive, which actually is a bit of a curse, really, because obviously I want Hamilton to beat Bottas this year. But if, for any reason, Bottas does beat Lewis, then you're getting a tattoo, so...
Yeah, I just really can't see that happening. Yeah. Can any of you see that happening? I don't know. Okay, same question. But Tsunoda, who is not having the best season.
Still performing better than Gasly.
Yeah, Gasly is...
He's well off it this year.
Yeah, well off it. Because we were talking about him getting a Red Bull seat.
Yeah, not this season.
Yeah, not if he carries on this way. Tsunoda, Stroll, Vettel, Albon, Latifi, Guan Yu Zhou... Or Mick. Now, Mick needs to pull a performance out of the bag.
He needs points. Otherwise, he's going to be on level par with Latifi in length of not getting points, which is 25 races.
And you know, let's be real here. Mick has a car that is capable, well capable of getting points.
Without a doubt. 25 or 27? I can't remember what.
27, I think it is.
It's 27, which is mental.
Yeah.
And he needs to start performing. I'm going to go for...
The Aston Martins have been picking up pace.
Vettel.
Over Stroll?
Yeah.
Okay. We've been way too agreeing. But I'm going to go Seb as well. I just think...
What's wrong? We never agree like this.
Yeah. No, we don't. I know I just said Tsunoda's not having the best season, but he actually, last race...
He didn't do too bad last race.
Yeah, last race he was all right.
I just think Aston Martins are looking better.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't place that bet for Stroll. Can you imagine?
What, to get points?
Yeah.
Well, because if you did it after like the first two races...
I'd have been screwed.
Yeah, but it would have made sense to say it as well. Which driver... we say the same person. Which driver will be the first to retire? Oh, I wonder.
Should I say after three? 3, 2, 1, Latifi?
Yeah. I mean, look.
We don't hate the guy.
I'm going to cut him a bit of slack here. You could equally say Sainz. They're
or
on par.
Or show.
Yeah, but has he crashed out much this season?
He retired from last race. He crashed out in the sprint race.
Yeah, but he's like, I know he's retired a couple of times. But that does.
Yeah.
Sainz has crashed.
Sainz won't do it again.
Why? The pressure, he's in his hometown. I don't know if he's from Barcelona, home country.
I think he's from Madrid, isn't he?
Oh.
He's a Real Madrid fan.
But, you know, he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders at the moment. He's being dominated by his teammate. And yes, I said dominated because he is. He's crashed over the last three races.
Do you actually want to look at the camera and actually do a prediction? I cannot see Sainz crashing this weekend. Do you remember you said that last time?
Yeah. So I'm going to cut
myself. If I'm a betting man, that's what you said.
I can see him crashing this weekend because he's proven that he's not coping, in my opinion, with the pressure very well.
No, fair point.
And surely being in your home country...
It's more pressure.
All the fans backing you, it is more pressure.
Yeah, I agree.
With that being said, you'd be stupid not to say Latifi, wouldn't you? He's just got... He's got too many mistakes in him.
Yeah. I am a bit... Part of me is a bit nervous because we've got two races in a row now, so the whole tattoo thing is a bit like... All it takes is like 10 cars just to crash out in the first corner. I'm a bit screwed.
No, and that's the thing. Think one wet race and it's fair game for anyone.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope not.
Where are we next week? Monaco.
Barcelona and Monaco.
Yeah, well, I know we're at Barcelona.
No, I was just saying, you said, you know, I was just giving you the next two
home races. We've spoken about it for the last like 40 minutes.
Yeah, all right.
I'm pretty sure it is Monaco. Monaco's race number 7, isn't it?
It is.
So, how many classified finishers will there be?
16.
16? Okay, so who's going?
Latifi.
Yeah.
Mick Schumacher.
Why Mick?
I just feel like he's just not on it at all.
Do you feel he's also suffering from the pressure?
Yeah, I do, massively. I think Ricciardo's going to retire.
For what reason?
Just can't be bothered.
He just can't.
He's lap 17. He's like 17th. He's like, you know what? Just pack it in.
Clocking out.
The car's broken. No, it's not. It feels fine. No. It's definitely
Trust
broken.
Me.
Trust me. It's just come in. And I'm going to go Gasly.
Due to?
Just mechanical failure.
Okay. Yeah, that AlphaTauri has had its problems.
I know it's a bit random, but yeah, that's just how I think.
Okay, 16. I'm going to say... What's the weather forecast? Have we seen? I'm going to look at what the weather is for... I know it's subject to change, but...
I'm assuming it's going to be hot. It normally is around this time.
Well, yeah.
It was a hot race last year.
It is Barcelona, obviously, which is typically a nice place.
You've been before?
To Barcelona?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
I've been twice. I like Barcelona.
Yeah, it's a good place. It does look like it's going to be hot, dry, and sunny. So, which, as a Mercedes fan...
could play nicely.
Yeah. We know that the car performs better.
But we also know Red Bull are quick in the heat, and so are Ferrari.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, don't get me wrong. If they're not quicker, then Mercedes have broken some rules somewhere. I can't see them making that time up.
Why has Mercedes got a Red Bull engine?
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it? That engine is mental. Which is, we should say, that's quite impressive, because don't they now manufacture
it? Yeah, they manufacture. Yeah, they've done a great job.
Yeah, I mean, they've never been an engine provider.
No. They smashed it. I think they got a bit of help from Honda, but I mean, yeah, they've done a fantastic job.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
We've got to stop this. We're giving too much praise to Red Bull. Somebody said the other day, like the last two episodes, we've actually been really complimentary of Red Bull.
Look,
props where props is due,
and we do try and set our bias aside.
Yeah, look, I'm wearing a Red Bull top here. Okay, this is like.
I was going to wear that Ferrari hat, but I thought this Miami one was too cool to
not
wear.
I mean, I haven't burnt yet, so it's all right.
Why would you burn?
Because I'm wearing...
Oh, Red Bull. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll set you on fire after. I'm going to say 18.
Who's going?
I mean, I've got to say Latifi now. And I'd say one of the Alfa Tauris. Mm. But I feel like that would be a... Mechanical failure.
Okay.
Well, the final question. No, that's not even the final one. Will there be a full-on safety car period? Full-on track safety car period?
Yes.
I agree.
Latifi will take out someone in the first corner.
Well, who's he taking out then?
Who did I say? I can't remember who I said.
Can Latifi... Right. Oh, my God. I feel sorry for this guy. But is it possible for him to take someone out in the first corner? You know... Chance are he's going to start 20th.
Yeah, he's going to go really deep in there, and then he's going to like just take someone out.
Oh, I feel like even leading up to the first corner, there'll be like a second or two ahead anyway.
What would you do, right? If one day someone said, right, you have the opportunity to interview Latifi, would you take it up?
I'd be like, he's never seen any of my stuff, has he? And if they said, yeah, I'd say, nah.
I don't think I'd be able to look at him in the face properly.
But here's the thing, like, I'm sure he's a very nice guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a top guy. He looks really nice.
Don't want to hurt his feelings or anything, but we have to produce content.
And we're being honest.
Latifi is the content machine. So, you know, I wouldn't want to interview him, and for whatever reason... Like, he's probably never, ever seen this. But, you know, I wouldn't know if he was like, oh, who's that that's interviewing me? And then, like, maybe he hops on Instagram or something. He's like, oh, they've got a podcast. So I'll give it a listen. I'm like,
It's a bit harsh.
Well, they're wankers. So I would probably have to find out that. Otherwise, the thing is, I don't really think I'd be very good at interviewing someone.
No.
It's not really my thing. You've done it before.
I have done interviews.
I think maybe I'd send you...
I've done interviews with Bryson players in the past.
Yeah, football's actually very different to Formula One.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
they're quite, not the same questions.
No, they're quite different.
Have you heard of this thing called Reddit?
Yeah. No.
Did your shadow just scare you then?
No. A fly landed on me.
It looked like you just got scared of your own shadow.
No. I just didn't want to have to knock it out. It was this thing.
Oh, that little...
It wasn't big, but it tickled me, so I thought maybe it was a spider or something.
Oh, no.
And then there would have been a hole in my wall.
We just smash it in. Yes. That would be great content.
No, that wouldn't. And you know, this is completely un-F1 related, but I am going to tell you this story of my luck today. I'm like doing my garden and I've got to get rid of all the rocks, right? But basically I had a gardener come around, give me a quote, and it was like £950, which wasn't unreasonable. It was just more than I was planning to spend. So I was like, I've got time. I can just do it. So... I'm getting rid of all the rocks, and I was down the bottom of the garden. I've got a little pile on my patio by the door of grass where I was throwing the rocks, and I threw it, and it bounced off the patio, bounced up, and smashed my window. So turns out I'm probably going to spend the same amount of money on getting a new door as I would have spent on the garden anyway. So all I've done is waste my fucking time.
It's a good crack, to be fair.
Oh, my God.
So not only do you have to get a new glass, you also have to do the garden yourself.
Yeah, so the moral of the story is don't be a cheapskate. Just pay for a professional.
You are a bit of a cheapskate, though.
No, I'm savvy. So, savvy. Right. If I have all this time, how can I justify spending so much money on getting the garden done when I can just do it myself?
Well, the question Racecast fans would ask, if you have all this time, why aren't you producing more TikToks?
Because I have a fear of computers.
Bullshit.
No, I do.
What, so you sit at your computer, the one in front of us?
Trembling.
So what happens?
I sort of get like the cold sweats. Heavy breathing.
Yeah.
The trembling, obviously. And then I just have to come off and lay down and have a nap.
Yeah. How many naps do you have a day?
It depends. Depends how I'm feeling. I think I've probably had days where I've had like 3 naps in a day.
No.
I feel like that's very possible.
What, on top of your going to bed at night and stuff?
Well, yeah, obviously you got to sleep.
Fuck me. That's like ridiculous. So you're going to sleep 4 times throughout the day?
I do generally try and avoid naps now.
Not only do you have a cough, you nap 4 times a day. I'd get that checked out, mate.
What? Why? Now you're scaring me. The thing is, I have tried to, since I've moved in to my house, I did nap too regularly.
I like the fact you had to clarify that it was your house.
It is my house.
Since I moved into this random couple.
Yeah, I know, my house. Yeah. Yeah, so I sort of nipped that in the bud.
Brilliant. I'm glad we had that, like, garden. It's not a garden podcast, by the way, you know.
No. They are different sports.
Gardening. it's not even a sport. Not even a sport. Right. Shall we do fan questions? Actually, did you actually finish F1 play?
Did we? Oh, yeah, there will be a full-on safety car.
Oh, no.
Well, okay. So last race at Barcelona last season, Lewis was like 25 seconds ahead, and then I think he just completely came off the gas, probably to save fuel or whatever, and I think he finished like 10-15 seconds out. What do you think the winning margin is going to be?
The one like to 12 seconds, or is it, I can't remember what it is.
1 to 12, that's 12 to 20.
12 to 20, that's the one.
The thing is, I hate putting like such a big gap, because
you want a smaller gap.
I like it going down to the wire. I like not knowing.
But we would have had a massive gap in Miami if it wasn't for the safety car.
Yeah, true. I do like a safety car. I like it coming out like the right time.
I like it coming out like maybe 10 laps before, you know, when there is a big gap, then it actually brings people back into play. And not like Abu Dhabi though.
No, we don't like that one. I'm gonna be an optimist and say 4 to 7.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is that. Now, fan questions. Where are we looking? Instagram?
So, yeah, guys, can I just say thank you very much again for getting in touch. Do you know we have listeners in Brazil? Mm-hmm. On the Insta Live yesterday, we had, I can't remember her name, but she was in Brazil. We also apparently have quite a few listeners in Austria.
Yeah, that was random. We just got like an email from our distribution platform. Audio Boom, should shout them out, their quality. Just saying that your podcast is doing really well in Austria. Like, they got sent a message and it got forwarded on to us, which, if you are listening in Austria,
let us know.
Nice one. I don't know why it's working well in Austria, but big up Austria.
No one listens in the UK, but
yeah, no one. Okay.
Am I asking you or is it you? Me?
I'll ask you, but I am just trying to find these questions because the story's expired.
That's good.
So I'll just head to the archive. Just bear with us. Okay. Right. Okay, we've got quite a few here.
You sound shocked. The Racecast fans are brilliant.
Yeah, no.
Oh, this fly is going freaking mental, man.
Yeah. I should probably shut the window.
There's another one down there.
Yeah. Probably going to do that quickly before I get into any questions.
Whoa, there's loads up on the ceiling.
Yeah. They're going to get killed. Right. You can also email us questions. Normally we do just hop on Insta and that's an easier...
I don't think we've ever received an email from a fan.
I don't think we have too, but if you're a business, then email
us. Touch.
racecastf1@gmail.com. Now, thoughts on Aston Martin improvements for Barcelona? Where do you see them finishing?
What, this weekend or constructors?
No, this weekend.
I think they're on for good points. So when I mean good points, I think anything from 7th to 9th, 10th.
Okay, so definitely getting points.
Definitely getting points.
And not just scraping it.
No, I think Seb is looking better in the car. He's feeling a bit... He looks a bit more confident. Stroll is picking up where he needs to. He's looking a bit more consistent now.
Yeah.
Especially since Australia, where he had that crash with Latifi. He's starting to be a bit more consistent in his performances. So, yeah I definitely think they're on course for some points this weekend.
Yeah, nice. To be honest, I agree. I think I'd be surprised if they didn't get points. But the thing is now there's a lot of teams that look like they're capable of getting points, because let's assume the top six is a lockout.
What was that?
I don't know what that was.
Was that your Amazon
thing? I just ignored it. So let's say Red Bull, Ferrari, Mercedes, top six. Just because I think it's safe to assume that.
Yeah.
Well, the Haas look like they can get points. The Alphas look like they can get points. Alpha Tauris look like they can get points. Aston Martin, McLaren. Alpines.
Yeah.
And even
Williams.
You've even got Albon picking up points.
Yeah.
I do think, we're going to have an interesting fight right at the front. But I do think the whole midfield...
It's going to be interesting.
...is actually... I could not call it right now, other than Williams finishing last.
Yeah, I think that's a given, unless all of a sudden they have a massive turnaround. But I think the only person who's going to really get points is Albon for them.
Yes. Would it be better for Porsche, Audi to buy out a team or to have more cars on the grid? We used to have more cars.
We did. I think 20 is a good number. I think the issue is when we used to have more cars, you used to just have just rubbish teams, basically just always being last, never really actually doing anything great. But I think having 20 cars on the grid is just right.
Yeah, but can you see Porsche and Audi coming to Formula One and being a bad car?
Well, would you expect Aston Martin to be as bad as they are?
Yeah, true.
You know, would you expect that? Would you expect McLaren to be not as good as they are?
I guess it's easy to like look at their commercial cars and think
you're looking at
they're going to be a good team. Yeah,
yeah. You're looking at their brand. You know, look at Mercedes this year. I know they've been great over the last 8 years, but look at them this year.
Yeah. So and then the fastest car on the grid is a fucking energy drink.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I guess that is. Yeah, that's a fair point. I personally would like to see them come in as an extra team.
Would you?
Just because I don't see, like...
It would be an extra two teams, so it would be an extra four.
Well, are they not coming in as, I don't know, the Porsche, the Audi or in Porsche?
No, I think they're two separate.
Oh, is it?
It would be two separate, I believe.
Oh, 24 cars.
That's a lot, man.
It is a lot. And, I don't know. I think I'd like 22 cars on the grid.
Yeah, 2022. I mean, I just don't want those. I just hate the fact that, having, for example, when you look at it, you had Haas last year, okay? They were the worst team on the grid. They weren't getting any points. They were going around really slow. they were like...
That was kind
15
of...
15 minutes behind.
15 minutes.
And do we really want another team who potentially are also that bad?
I think that was an outlier last season, though.
Yeah, but you've seen that over the years where you've seen cars like that who are literally just the worst.
I remember when the Force Indias used to be terrible. Do you remember?
Yeah, they were awful. But, they got a bit better when your favourite driver used to drive for them. Paul Resta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then they went to Racing Point anyway, didn't they?
Yeah.
But I think, I'd like to see them on the grid if it's a competitive car.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one.
And
yeah.
Competitive doesn't necessarily mean winning races.
Like mid-table.
Yeah, so long as it's not just like, oh, this is, you know, heap
18th, 19th, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the more cars that are competing against each other, the better the races are going to be.
Yeah,
And obviously there comes a limit. You wouldn't want like 50 cars on the grid because then it would just be chaos.
But like I think, touring car.
Yeah, which would be mental. Okay. Ooh, this is actually quite a good one because if it was asked last season, you would laugh at the person asking it.
Okay.
But will Haas beat Aston Martin in the Constructors? Or will K-Mag lose his current form?
This is where it's interesting because it's kind of what we said about Williams. Haas have a very good car this season. K-Mag will be the one who will get points. If Mick doesn't start picking it up and start getting those points, I do think Aston Martin will slowly start chipping away and getting those points because they do have two drivers now who can get those points. For example, Stroll, he can pick up the 1-2 points here. Vettel will get into like places like, you know, 7th, 8th. He will pick up those points. Whereas if Mick Schumacher doesn't start picking up those points, I do think Haas will be in trouble because, as you said earlier, the top six are pretty much there now, aren't they?
Yeah.
And actually, if you are Haas, you're looking at maybe like 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th for those points. So I do think Aston Martin, in theory, could beat Haas this year just because they got two drivers who can pick up those points.
Yeah, I think, yeah, said it quite well, where like if Mick starts contributing, I think Haas actually look the stronger team.
Yeah.
Which is weird to say, but I don't think K-Mag is just in good form. I think he's just a good driver.
He's just consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't had the greatest results recently, but he is just consistent.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, he's not necessarily looked spectacular.
No.
He's had some good races.
We haven't seen the K-Mag from Bahrain, have we really?
No, that first.
Yeah.
Well, he was good at Saudi.
Yeah, I mean, he got those good amounts of points, but we haven't seen that proper, like...
He took it to Lewis.
Yeah, valid point.
So I think I would be surprised if... Currently, I think the Haas will beat Aston Martin.
At the moment, yes. But Mick needs to start pulling his weight.
Now, we're going to end on this one, because this is news to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you've read about this. Did you guys hear about the news that Mercedes are only going to be an engine provider from 24?
I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard that.
I'd rate it, though.
Who would you support?
Well, hang on. So they're going to produce their own engines, is that what you're saying?
Well, they do produce their own engines.
So what?
They're going to just be an engine provider.
Oh, no, I don't like that. I don't know where I was going with that. No, I don't rate that at all.
I would despise that. And not only because I'm a Mercedes fan, I love seeing these big names on the grid.
Yeah.
Mercedes, brilliant. Like, I loved it when Williams were BMW Williams. We've got McLaren on the grid, Ferrari, Aston Martin, them coming into the sport. That was quality.
No, I don't like that.
No, I would.
I would actually be very gutted.
But what I am going to do is try and read into it a little bit. I found this website called Reddit.
Oh yeah.
So I might go and research on there, see if they've got.
Is it new?
I think it's fairly new. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
cool.
Just come out. It's just this little forum site.
Oh, nice.
I think it's specific to F1.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
They don't talk about any other topics.
No, there's nothing else on there really.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just F1, but. I think we're going to round that up there.
Yeah, no. Who was that question for? Because we actually didn't say their names.
Mo Rahiz.
There we go. Guys, thank you very much for watching and listening. If you're, you know, obviously listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating on there. Check us out on YouTube. Hit that like button. Subscribe if you are new. Also, leave us comments. You know, we want to interact with you on there. Leave us comments. We'll be back next week. Reviewing Barcelona and also previewing Monaco. Two races, two weekends. I am buzzing.
Yeah, I am not so buzzing for the weekend after.
Although there is talk that they are going to take the barriers off and they have got life jackets.
Perfect.
I'm loving that. So yeah, guys, take it easy, and we shall see you next week for a brand new podcast. Bye-bye.